Question 3. What are the principles of software testing? Answer. Software testing is directed by 7 principles. Number 1. Absence of errors fallacy. Even if the software is 99% bug-free, it is unusable if it does not conform to the user's requirements. Software needs to be bug-free 99% of the time, and it must also meet all customer requirements. Number 2. Testing shows the presence of errors. Testing can verify the presence of defects in software, but it cannot guarantee that the software is defect-free. Testing can minimize the number of defects, but it can't remove them all. Number 3. Exhaustive testing is not possible. The software cannot be tested exhaustively, which means all possible test cases cannot be covered. Testing can only be done with a select few test cases, and it's assumed that the software will produce the right output in all cases. Taking the software through every test case will cost more, take more effort, etc., which makes it impractical. Number 4. Defect clustering. The majority of defects are typically found in a small number of modules in a project. According to the Pareto principle, 80% of software defects arise from 20% of modules. Number 5. Pesticide paradox. It is impossible to find new bugs by rerunning the same test cases over and over again. Thus, updating or adding new test cases is necessary in order to find new bugs. Number 6. Early testing. Early testing is crucial to finding the defect in the software. In the early stages of SDLC, defects will be detected more easily and at a lower cost. Software testing should start at the initial phase of software development, which is the requirement analysis phase. Number 7. Testing is context-dependent. The testing approach varies depending on the software development context. Software needs to be tested differently depending on its type. For instance, an EdTech site is tested differently than an Android app.